It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our local Pruse show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants you can try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create, basically the fun you can have with food, your family, your friends here in Fairbanks, while you dine or go out. We have wonderful sponsors, four of them, and I so hope you use them: Bobby's Downtown, the Food Bank, Quality Sales and Service, and the Hoodoo Brewery. They treat us so well, they're very fine, and we certainly appreciate them. Please use them if you can. They are bedrocks of business here, and they all have specials. They're this wonderful people. March has been Taco Month. Yes, that's right. We have so many wonderful food styles from other nationalities that exist here in Fairbanks, so I thought we'd concentrate on Hispanic, the taco, during the month of March. My first two broadcasts, I brought in two very good friends who gave their wonderful recipes on how to make their style of tacos. And there's a thousand styles, but hey, listen to what we have here. Take what you want, add to it, edit, insert, and enjoy it. The first one we did was a traditional Mexican style, a wonderful, very good. And then we had a wonderful fish and shrimp taco recipe and a great, tasty chicken recipe for tacos. So every day, I mean every showing on Saturday night from 5 through 6, we're going to do a recipe for you and then go into some of the food menus. Well, today is my recipe, and it's a unique style. It's me, so you know it's not going to be simple. I learned it a few decades ago from a fantastic lady, Kelly Digabain. She showed me how to soften the taco meat. So let's begin. Get a pound of ground beef. I like to use the 93% beef, 7% fat, because we'll be softening the meat during the cooking process, and the more meat content, the better the taste. I enjoy going to Fred Meyer's to buy the ingredients. In the Hispanic section, they have a wonderful selection of El Guape spice products. These are the products that are displayed with plastic wrap, about 20 of them. And you can use them for so many things, so many things. But in this recipe, I use their California chili molido. It's a ground California chili pepper, very affordable. They also have a pasilla chili, which is a little bit more hearty, and you can ramp it up to the next level, which is Chile Nuevo New Mexico, which is a hot New Mexican chili pepper. And New Mexico is wonderfully famous for their chili peppers. Other ingredients I use in my recipe are granulated onion and garlic, fresh cracked salt, and in the end, I do squeeze lime over the finished product. Gives a nice tart taste and does reduce the acidity. So it's very simple, it's very plain, but the way you cook it is special. So let's get started. I have a pound of ground beef. This is good for four people, approximately 8 to 12 tacos, depending on how you fill your tacos. I always calculate about a quarter pound per person when cooking for my meat for people. And if I make up too much, I put it in a plastic container, because it's really easy to reheat and have as a breakfast taco, a breakfast burrito with egg, things like that. So you can never have enough meat, because even if you don't use it all, you're going to use it all over the next few days. Anyway, I take a skillet and I put it on medium-high heat, and I put in some canola oil in it, because canola has a higher burn temperature than, say, your olive oils. I then crumble the meat in. I crumble it in, and then I start crushing the meat with my spatula, you know, basically stabbing it, jabbing it, separating it out. And as I do this, I start covering it with my spices. I put a thin covering of the chili powder over all the meat, then both a teaspoon of the granulated onion and the garlic, and this is at the beginning of the cooking process. As the meat gets browned, I'm still crushing it. I'm still taking the spatula, digging it in, separating it out. I'm starting the softening process. Once it is cooked through, it's about, 8 to 10 minutes. I then take a cup and a half of warm to hot water and I pour it in. This starts steaming the mixture. It starts cooking it in the water, starts steaming it. And what we're going to do is we're going to take about 5 minutes and we're going to sweat off, cook off all the water. And during this process, I'm still taking my spatula and crumbling the meat up. Once the water has evaporated, guess what? I do it again. Same amount of water for a second time. And again, I'm crumbling it up. I'm softening it. I'm softening the meat. It's evaporating, steaming out. Then I do it a third time. The third time is the charm. Yes, three times. Then I give, after it's just about done, just about when all the fluid is out, then I give it another light spicing, re-spicing, and I squeeze in the lime juice, and I just cook off the last remnants of the water, of the liquid. And bam, it's done. Takes about a half hour to complete, but it's a wonderful time, the process. So you can either use a corn or flour tortillas. The corn tortillas I always heat up in canola oil, get a nice little crisp on them. The flour, they're not heated in any oil, but they're just heated in a skillet until you get some light char in them. Then I wrap them in a nice kitchen towel to keep them warm. Then you have all your condiments to work with, your lettuce, your cheese, your Mexican cheese blend. I always get that, the three Mexican cheese or the five Mexican cheese blend over at Fred Meyer's. A salsa or a sauce. You can get the red or the green sauce. I enjoy both. You can also have sour cream, onions, olives, cilantro. You can have so many condiments to choose from. And maybe even a few lime slices. But make it your own. The things you like. The things you want to let your guests try. Again, when you get to this level at your home and you're making your own home taco, it's self-service. People will put their own amounts of their own condiments or ingredients in it. Make sure you have them. And cilantro, lettuce is always wonderful. I really like cilantro, but hey, tacos, they're great too. I mean, lettuce, it's great too. Now, so make what you want, how you want, enjoy, but you've just made David's softened taco meat. It's a wonderful way to do it. Now, I've been going to taco locations this month, and believe me, it's been nice. I cannot say that this is a bad job at all. Thoroughly enjoy it. And the two that I went to this week were Big Daddy's, Miguel's. But let's go to the places I've been to. Taco King, very good, very affordable, very good value, very nice. You know, you have the Gringo Taco, the Guadalajara Taco. You have different tacos there, and then you add your own salsa and sour cream. They bring it out to you. If you want the refried beans and rice, you can do that too, or you can just order the tacos by themselves like I do. Then you have the Blue Roof. If you want a really, really good seafood taco, they have shrimp tacos there. Carla makes a great taco. Then Taco Azteca. I went there last week. Very wonderful. Very good. Just big, hearty, tasty. And surprisingly, the best one I've had so far has been at the library. They had a Korean taco. Very good. Very surprisingly so. So, again, you get two wonderful tacos there for $22 with a side condiments of stuff. And it's surprisingly so tasty, it'll surprise you. Before we get into this week's tacos, let's take a break from hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse here. It's a nice, warming Saturday night. This is a pre-taped show, so just looking at the weather, looks like it's going to be well. Again, March is the month of the taco. Now, April is going to be the month of the pizza. Then May, we're dusting off our grilling, barbecuing, outdoor cooking apparatuses. We start with our outdoor deck food. So that's our lineup for the future. But I went to two locations this week, and both very good. I went to Big Daddy's. They have a Thursday night. They have a Thursday taco special. $1.50 each. And it's very basic. For $1.50, I got two tacos, $3 total, corn tortilla, a very good helping of smoked chicken, and salsa in the tacos. Incredibly tasty. And I'm there eating it. And I'm saying, where if I ordered three of these, you know, the full meal, an ice water, and a tip, say 50 cents to a dollar, I'm eating a good meal for $5 or less, $5, maybe $6. And where else can you do that in Fairbanks? But there at Big Daddy's on Thursday night, you can do that. On Tuesday night, they have their rib night. Ribs, all you can eat, $1.50 each. And you get the full Monty of all their sauces. Wednesday night, Wild Wing Wednesday night. And it's the full wing. It's the full thing. And you can, you know, what type do you want? What type of spices do you want? $1.50. You know, you go there and get four wings, which is a meal, and you're at $6. Great, affordable, good dining. Highly recommend Big Daddy's. They have very good service, and then you can order sides. They have a very good bar, beer selection there. You want a cocktail, good ambiance, good people, sports going on all the TVs. It's a great place to just go and get a very affordable meal on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. And I enjoy it there. Now, this week, I went to Miguel's. They're in the mall there, the Gavor Mall where Planet Fitness is, Miguel's, and just a very good restaurant. And I met a friend there, and I had never had their specialty, which is a Taco El Pastor. And they're $4.95 a piece. And basically what it is, it's thin-shaved, citrus-marinated pork, vertically flamed. So it's cooking vertically, not horizontally. Cooked to perfection, served on two corn tortillas and topped with pico de gallo, cilantro, and a line. And they were excellent. They were excellent. I had two. Enjoyed it. Now, if you want, you can also get that as a meal with the beans and rice, Spanish rice. And they make their beans fresh every day. And it was very good. And what I like to do is I like to mix my beans and rice together. I've always done that. Just one of those things that I like to do. So guess what? I get to do it. No adult saying, no, you can't do that. I'm the adult, and I get to do it, and so I enjoy that. Now, looking at their menu, when was the last time you were there? They have a bar section and a restaurant section, and you can get, you know, whatever beverages you want. And so I'm in the restaurant section with a friend, and it's lunch. And I get there about 11:30, but by 11:45, it starts filling up. They've got a very good following, and for a good reason. They've got really good food there. And I highly recommend you going there. So for the appetizers, they call them appetitos. You can get the baby back ribs for $14.95 or the chicken wings. You know, you get the 6 wings, the 12 wings, or the 24 wings. Oh, my goodness. And they have guacamole and cheese chips with that. They have con queso. Oh, so many good things. Then their tacos. They have the regular taco. The hard or soft shell taco, which a corn or flour soft tortilla with choices of meats, and their meats are chicken, meat, carne asada. You have the gringo taco, which is a small flour tortilla with a choice of meats, and it's deep fried, the tortilla is. Then with lettuce, cheese, guacamole, your choice of meat is deep fried, and guacamole and sour cream. Then you have the halibut taco. Now here, one of the best halibut tacos in town. I don't eat fish. But my guest did, and he had the halibut tacos. You know, nirvana is a word when you get to the best place in the world mentally, and he was having a nirvana moment while he was eating the halibut taco, and what the heck. But then they have other things there. They have the quesadillas. They have the quesadilla harina, which is the large tortilla filled with your choice of cheese, meat, and it's grilled. Then you have the mushroom quesadilla, again, and that's grilled mushrooms with cheese filled with air and served with sour cream and guacamole. You have the fajita quesadilla. That's a large flour tortilla filled with cheese, peppers, and onions. And then you get your choice of asada, pastor, or chicken breast. And again, it's all good. Then quesadilla maíz, you have your corn tortillas filled with choice of meat, fried, topped with cabbage, sour cream, and a queso fresco. You have chimichangas there. You have the filatas there, the tostadas. You know, it's a tostada. It's a great meal in itself. You get two tostadas, and you're at $4.95. $10 for your $9 for your food, $1.50 for your beverage, $2 for your tip. You have a great meal for $13, a very good meal for $13. Then you have your tamales there, your beef or your chicken. Your tamales are $6.95 each. Your enchilada, $4.50. Your chili relleno, a green chili stuffed with cheese, coated with egg batter and fried, topped with mole and cheese, no meat, $6.95. My goodness. Then you get into your meals. You get your chimichanga with mole. You have your bean and cheese burrito. And only $7.95, a great, nice burrito. Then your burrito manuelito, topped with mole. The mole is their very beautiful red sauce that they make up with chili. Oh, my goodness. So then you have the boss burrito. Large flour tortilla filled with beans, rice, lettuce, choice of meat, topped with mole, cheese, guacamole, sour cream. Incredible. And then you have your different dining options there. You have your enchiladas, your burritos, your quesadillas, your dining options for the plate. And then you have salads there. You have the taco salad, the Mexican salad. But your specialties are the taco al pastor for $4.95. You can get a full rack of ribs for $5.95. That's going to serve between 3 and 4 people, so get the rack of ribs and a few other things. Then you have the Diablo ribeye steak. steak. So you're getting a wonderful ribeye steak cooked with some chili seasoning on it. Very good. And again, it's also topped with onions, jalapenos, tomatoes, and served with a fresh flour tortilla, french fries, rice, and beans. So many wonderful things there. They have things for the kids. They have sandwiches and burgers there. They have the hamburger, the chicken strips, the BLT wraps, the chicken bacon ranch wrap, a little bit of everything there. They have just side orders, specialties, desserts. It's a good place to go for a good meal. But also, what we're going to do for the remainder of the show is we're going to look at North Pole and the North Pole food and the menus that they have out there. First of all, you always have to save the pagoda. If you want really, really good Chinese, if you want the best Chinese in town, go to the pagoda. But here's the funny thing about it. They put on this addition, they put a bar out there with a full service liquor. And you can get one of the best steaks in the interior out there at the pagoda that Benny will make you. Their ribeye steak is just exceptional. All their steaks are good. And very surprising. Who would have thought out there you would get such a good meal? Many people go out there for the lunch specials. You have $19.99, and you get all their lunch specials from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. are served with pork fried rice, and I always change it out. I like white rice. Egg roll and your choice of soup of the day, and I love the hot and sour soup out there. And your lunch specials include the whole smorgasbord, your Mongolian beef, your sweet and sour shrimp, sweet and sour pork, beef with green pepper, your egg foo young, chicken with cashews, kung pao chicken, just the whole gamut of food. The kung pao shrimp, the Hunan hot beef, the sesame seed chicken, the sesame shrimp, the mugu gai pan. You can get the mugu gai pan out there. I love mugu gai pan. That's a good one there. And then their all-day menu. They have new appetizers. They have the General Tso cauliflower. Yes, they're getting healthy. The raspberry wasabi shrimp. That is good. I mean, it's not just good. It's really good. Then their bang bang shrimp that they're world famous for. Their salt and pepper calamari. I love calamari. They have great calamari. Then the shrimp trifecta, which includes three signature shrimp appetizers, the walnut, raspberry, and wasabi, with the bang bang shrimp. Oh, my goodness. And their award-winning steaks. They have the ribeye and the filet mignon. Noodles. They have the udon noodle soup, and they have the Hong Kong noodles. The Hong Kong noodles are Chinese noodles served in a seafood sauce, tossed with your choice of protein. Very good. Anyway, they got dragon dishes out there, combo dinners, beef, pork, seafood, poultry, soups, appetizers, the Pagoda Chef specialties. Oh, so much, so good. Now, if you're on Badger Road, we consider that North Pole. You're in the 99705 zip code. It's not 90210 Beverly Hills, but we're better. And what they have on Badger Road now is they have a House of Fire pizza. They really do. So there's three of those locations, two in Fairbanks and one there. And they have the owner of that, a doctor, he perfected his own sauce, his own style. And when you go out there, you know, expect, you're not going to get a pizza within 10 minutes. Expect a half hour sitting there waiting for a really, really good handcrafted pizza. It's a sit-down place for an hour. They have Sicilian-style pizzas. They now have lunch specials, so they hurry it up, a 10-inch personal pizza. And the personal pizzas are available every day from 11 to 2. And it's a 10-inch cheese pizza with unlimited toppings. Meats are pepperoni, Italian sausage, chicken, bacon, Canadian bacon, veggies, mushrooms, black olives, red onions. Now, as I was discussing with people, the April, where we're going to focus on pizza, here's your question. Is pineapple available to put on pizza? Do you believe in putting pineapple on pizza? Well, basically, it's up to you. If you don't put it on there. Me, I like a pineapple on a pizza once in a while. My favorite pizza is Canadian bacon, black olive mushroom. And then once in a while, I live on the wild side and I put on the pineapple. Anyway, you have New York style pizza out there, and that's what he's famous for. That's what they are famous for. They have the New York classic cheese. They have the old world, which is tomato sauce, mozzarella, grana padano, parmesan, basil, olive oil. Then you have Nona's, which is the tomato sauce, fresh garlic, fresh basil, Italian breadcrumbs, grana padano, parmesan, olive oil, red onions, Italian sausage, red pepper flakes. Oh, my goodness. You can also get salads out there, drinks, beverages, beer. You can really enjoy yourself out there. Then you have the Elf's Den. Go try the Elf's Den. Every time I go out there, I just enjoy myself. You know, they have such a wonderful menu. They have appetizers, nachos, fried oysters, chicken wings, steak bits, halibut chunks. Incredible price for the halibut chunks. Get the halibut chunks. Escargot with toast points. I mean, there's only a couple places in town where you can get escargot anymore. Your salads, you have in soups. You have French onion soup, a killer one, the chef's salad. The chicken Caesar salad, the Greek salad. Then your entrees. You have the beef short ribs. Oh, man. Oh, prime rib. Tornado, which is a filet mignon breaded with almond bread crumbs and served with mushrooms and a béarnaise. The Ranch Dinner House was so famous for doing that. They have chicken cordon bleu. Where can you go get a good chicken cordon bleu in Fairbanks? You can't. You got to go out to the Elf's Den in North Pole and do it there. The ribeye steak, the New York steak, the filet, chicken parm, chicken parmesan, oh, tendered, flattened down, topped with marinara sauce, provolone cheese, placed on a bed of spaghetti. Oh, yes, their chicken marsala. So much good food out there. Now, there's a couple other places out there, too, that you want to go. Outlaw Tamales, right there on Santa Claus Lane. Oh, my goodness. You know, you're getting a dozen tamales at a great price. You got to go for the Outlaw Tamales. Look them up on the internet. Find out when they're open. You can pre-order. Get directions. They are so good. Then the North Pole Crêperie. They have their own crêperie out there. And I've talked to people. I've had them out there. And some people say, this is the best crêperie. This is the best crepes I've ever had. Their menu is extensive and excited. So North Pole, you guys have a lot of good food out there. If you're out the North Pole, dine locally. If you got to go out there, whenever I go out to North Pole on business and real estate or whatever I'm doing, I always make sure I dine locally. It's just something I enjoy doing. Little Richards, if you're looking for a great place to have breakfast this Sunday, a full, hearty breakfast, go to Little Richards there. Just before you get to North Pole, it's on the Richardson Highway. Fairbanks, that is our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Tacos. Ah, what we can do with them. I will see you next Friday. Next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.